GIO Business Insurance. Protect your small business. Call 131010 today.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Yes, welcome back to the program. And here he is in the studio with me now, Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com. He's online stock market platform called Scaffold.
That's right.
And he's with me now. You and I have been speaking the last couple of weeks about some of the biggest, most successful companies, not only in this country, but in the world. We're talking Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton. We're talking the likes of Fortescue. You could talk Woodside. You could talk a range of other international companies in this country. And all of them right now look rather subdued.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's very interesting, isn't it? BHP is on three-year lows. Rio's trading at levels we haven't seen since 2008, which was the just before the worst.
So just to explain to people, BHP Billiton, $33.86 today.
Yep.
Rio Tinto, $60.31.
And Fortescue's down 17% from its recent highs.
$5.10.
Now, what's going on? That's the big question everyone's asking. Well, it's something that we've been talking about for a little while now, and that's this idea that iron ore prices are under pressure, that China is slowing down, and they simply won't need as much iron ore for their steel mills as they've needed in the past. And if you add to that this idea that there's going to be a massive supply response, then only one thing can happen, and that is iron ore prices going down. So let's have a look at some of the iron ore supply responses that we're going to see in the market. BHP is saying that they're going to increase production next year by 20%. Fortescue is going to increase production by 25%, and Rio is going to increase production by 30%. And that's just next year. If we go out to 2015, then we have got two Pilbara regions of additional supply of iron ore coming on into production and coming on market, 700 million tonnes. Now, last year, China took 60% of global production. There's no way they're going to take 60%, or they're going to need 60% of another 700 million tonnes. Well, and that's just from Australia.
I put this point to Savas Saveri from the Tosca Fund. He's the one who suggests by 2014 the Aussie dollar sits at $1.70, because he says that China ultimately now has a soft landing and then basically takes off again.
I hope he's right.
That's his view, right? Yep. Now, but the interesting thing I put to him was, having talked to some of the most significant business people and builders, construction-type builders in this country last week, it was a situation where Australia is now becoming a high-cost country to produce in.
Well, and not China just nothing recent.
And China is pouring billions of dollars into lower-cost countries in Africa, in particular South America.
Yep. They'll bypass India, by the way.
To try to actually get, you know, the competition to Australia and its resources. The only thing I would say is that BHP and others will go and buy those assets if they possibly can.
If they're not returning all their money back to shareholders, which is what it looks like is happening right now, because they're not going to spend it on capital expenditure. Shareholders are demanding a return of capital, and that's what the companies are talking about. I'm really, really interested to see what happens, but I'm actually a little bit bearish in the short term for these companies.
A little bit or a lot?
Well, I don't own the shares, and I haven't.
Well, that means you're a lot bearish about them.
It's about as bearish as you can get.
Well, it is. You couldn't get any more bearish. Well, it's an interesting perspective. We'll take your views on that tomorrow night. Got to say, lots of calls on the board. I apologise to those people sitting there wanting to talk about checks. It was a great subject, but we'll see you at the same time tomorrow night right here on Money News. See you at 6 o'clock.